A building in Charlotte's uptown is experiencing a new, albeit final, phase of life. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia visited the structure before it's torn down to see how its remaining days are being put to artistic use.
A former Goodyear Tire Service building turned art space sits on East Stonewall Street in Charlotte Center City.
This is like the kind of retail space of the original Goodyear building. So you could imagine walking in here to buy tires.
Bursts of color fill the building's walls. Three artists are busy, working in their various mediums. But this is not a story about saving an old building.
To me, it's sort of like, you know, this beautiful Viking funeral where, you know, you pile someone on this wooden raft and you cover the person with, you know, furs and whatever, and then sail them off into the water and fire the flaming arrow on and up goes the pyre. And so it's a celebration and a turning something into another state, which that kind of funeral quite literally does, as you see the body turning to smoke.
That's Amy Bagwell.
There was never any wavering. It's always been, this building is being demolished. And so how can we use it to like its utmost potential in the meantime?
And that's Amy Herman. The Amys are responsible for the artistic activity in the building that will continue through at least September. After all that, plans for the site include retail, an office space, a hotel, a line heard time and time again in Charlotte's development boom. But between now and the inevitable demolition of the building, Crescent Communities, the developers, have handed over the keys to the structure and have even offered some financial support to the Amy's endeavors, which includes 3 one-month-long artist residencies. Each artist gets a grand to spend however they like. Todd Stewart is one of those artists. His studio space in the building is the garage area.
The number of people who come by still thinking it's operational surprised me at first. People wanted me to change their tires and stuff like that.
He works with metal, so he's finding all sorts of material and inspiration right where he is, taking actual pieces of the building down and using them for his work. And the fact that the residency is just a month long and that the building itself has an expiration date fuels his inspiration.
You know, I've always just kind of get really nostalgic for things I don't even have any reason to be nostalgic for, like just beautiful spaces like this. So I keep finding all these little things around as I'm kind of picking this stuff apart.
Things like old notes, a former employee who carved his name into the space over and over again, even a cage used for someone's pet, or maybe to catch critters in the garage. Amy Bagwell echoes that sentiment.
My grandfather had a Goodyear Service Center when I was a kid. And so my first reaction to the space was completely nostalgic. And I wanted to do something to say, hey, you know, we were here. This was here.
The space provides an unusual opportunity for the artists. It's not every day artists get to take pieces of the building they're working in and use them as material for their work. There are two types of art being created. Pieces that will be taken out of the space and live on, and other works that will be installed or painted onto the building, like the colorful mural painting on the outside of the structure. So when the building goes down, so does that art. Painter Holly Keough is another artist leaving her mark on the space.
It is a little bittersweet because you'll pass by this area, I've thought about it, when it is developed and kind of know that you spent time in that area, like in that space, and it looks totally different. I've always wanted to work in this space, actually, like visiting the museums uptown right around the corner.
An extended wake is the phrase the Amys use. Although these residencies could be extended past September, one thing is certain, there is no stopping this development.
You know, I think ideally this would go so well that perhaps there would be a permanent artist residency program for local artists in Charlotte. But I think that if we were given this kind of same scenario in another building, we would jump on the chance to take it because it really has been an amazing opportunity, not only for the artists, but also for us and for the creative community in Charlotte.
So if the opportunity arose to house another building awaiting demolition, they'd take it. But they both agree that's not the permanent solution for Charlotte's art scene. Amy Bagwell points out the thing about this transformation of the building and the art it's become is that you either see it or you don't. You really can't postpone. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight, they're ready to show the public all the work these first three artists have been working on over the past month. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.